The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Powell Davis Restoration. Powell Davis. That sounds like a back before there were cell phones in everybody's pockets. If we were in a store or our moms, you know, had been in a store, somebody, and we were looking for them, because say they're at Walmart and you want to, you know, add something to their list. I forgot to tell you, I need some pencils or something. You would call the main number at Walmart and then they would page whoever it was to the phone.
You hate
so,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they would think, Powell Davis. You have a phone call at the service desk. So Paul Davis is to clean up big things in your business, in your home, things like, you know, fire damage, smoke damage, floods, mold, all that. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul, love it.
Sometimes they just deliver the message to you over the loudspeaker.
Yeah, that'd be easier.
Paul Davis, your mom ask you to pick up a package of bologna, too, please. She forgot that on the list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Paul Davis, get some bologna.
My mama would page all of us. Anybody who was at the store, she would do it in a heartbeat. Come up to the front desk. Hey, I forgot to tell you. I need pantyhose, whatever. But if somebody paged her while she was in the store, she was like, oh, you know I hate it when somebody pages me. So now everybody knows that I'm in here. I want to talk. Because she would like to just get in and get out and not have to. It's like, oh, Pat's in Walmart. Let me see where she is. So, there's that. I think I would like to go back to those days.
Boy.
Can you imagine what our kids would be like if we paged them in a store and they called out their name on the loudspeaker if they were in there?
Let me tell you what. If my mom made it clear, if you ever page me in a store, it better be
an emergency.
Like, this house better be burning to the ground because you better not page me for some foolishness you've got going on to ask if you can go somewhere. You wait till I get done.
I can't believe that was a thing that you could do that. Call the store and be like, can you page my mom?
This was just if we needed something in the store that she was at.
That's crazy.
And she still didn't, you know, it had to be something big.
Yeah.
Couldn't be like for some candy or something.
Right.
Laffy Taffy.
I was like, my mom was ever page me in the store unless it's important. It better be serious.
Give me up some Laffy Taffy.
Some fish sticks.
Ooh, you know you love fish sticks, don't you? Yeah, you do. So we had that list earlier in the regular old show about the top gadgets that people are asking for gifts during the holidays, Christmas gifts and whatnot, and the new iPhone 5G. Was that the 13 that's out now?
Yeah. Yeah, they're up to 13 now.
Yeah. I got a 7.
You got a 7, damn. Mm-hmm. You about halfway there?
Yeah, I'm waiting on them to get a 14, and that'd be double what mine is. The video doorbell thing and a robot vacuum, which the robot vacuum can be a nightmare. If I don't know how my wife managed to be the only person in the world that didn't like it.
A nightmare.
Why are you going back to home? Nobody said go to home. But this made me wonder, and this is only a question that we can ask on the Share Funny. And you have the capability to DM us and listen at the same time. When we first started this thing, you couldn't do that. But we know you can DM us. I want to know if anybody has ever known a person who had an adult gadget on their Christmas gift list.
Oh.
like, say, you know.
I never thought about that.
And Riggins, your mom always wants a Christmas wish list from you. So you make your list, and you put on there, I am in desperate need of a new male masturbatory aid. You would not do that.
I wouldn't do that.
But there are a lot of women who are very open about such things with their young moms, you know.
No.
That would say, you know, I need that new whatever double-headed robo machine whatnot. I don't know.
Double-headed robo? Like, what is that?
But you're Googling it now.
Double-headed robo machine.
What is that?
But
I love it.
But when I don't understand why you wouldn't if you're a woman, because and you're so proud of these things, and you always tell everybody that you have them. You don't get embarrassed if you're going through the security at the airport and they find it. You're like, oh well, you know. And then the other women there in the airport are cheering you on. You go, girl, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. You got yours is way better than mine. I got over you. I know. And da 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 da. It's so empowering and it's so wonderful, and it makes me such a funny, sassy little thing that I'm. You know, our friend Veronica from 90 Day Fiance that sells those things, like endorses those types of things. Self-pleasure is the way to go, and it's healthy and all that, which she says in her little commercial thing.
Self-care.
Yeah. So why would you not put that on a wish list to somebody for Christmas? I mean, I get it if you tell your husband that's what you want, but you gonna open it in front of the family? I mean, I'm talking about something where you would open it in front of everybody just like you would a new iPhone. Has anybody ever seen that or heard of that or planned to do that?
I can see a group of women doing something like one of them. Oh, yeah. One of them say, hey, you told me how great I want one of those for Christmas from one of y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, then when they all sit around to open up their gifts, a group of friends.
Sure.
That it would definitely happen. They would open it up in front of each other like, oh, man.
Which is another double standard, because can y'all see us getting together for a guy's night? We're hanging out and y'all coming over to watch the football game, and it's Christmas time, and we drew names and we're exchanging gifts with each other, and we give each other nothing but male masturbatory aids.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You would think that's weird, Alexis, if I gave Riggins a flashlight for Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Yeah. But would it be weird if one of your female friends gave you some type of thing?
No, I think it's
at
cute.
At a party.
See, there you go. I think it's cute.
Right. It's funny.
Yeah.
Is this a double-headed robot?
Is this a double-headed robo?
Yeah. Robo Pounder.
Robo Pounder 2.5. 2.0.
Robo Pounder 2.0. Yeah. Oh,
double-headed. Yeah.
Girl, how you knew I wanted that? Yeah.
Is this the double-headed one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the if twin you could find out that we did it, you'd be like, oh, that's y'all are weird.
The twin engine tenderizer.
You'd be tenderizer.
It's got a Hemi in it.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the men would be perverts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the same as, like, okay, I'll go get my friend's flowers, but it's not like you are going to go get Riggins flowers, TJ.
I would. If he liked flowers, I would. I'd get him a balloon.
A what?
A balloon.
A balloon. A balloon. Just one single balloon.
A balloon.
Yeah, I know you're feeling down today. Yeah. Here's a balloon.
Right. Fight with this on your drive down the interstate when you're going home.
That'd be so funny. A balloon.
Floating all inside your Camry.
Having driven with a boatload of balloons in the back of your car, it's tough.
Oh, it's the worst.
It'd be annoying.
But I don't see why you wouldn't do that. If you're all, you know, women are so proud of it, and it makes you know, you're so empowered by that. Why not be empowered in front of the whole family?
It's spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Like that. If you're going to be empowered in front of the whole family.
Mm-hmm. And
look what daddy bought for mommy, kids.
You know, for years women have thought it's so cute to call it your Bob, your battery operated boyfriend. But what if men were, you know, said, hey, for my the only thing I want for Christmas this year is a new Bog, a battery operated girlfriend.
Yeah. It's way better than a real girlfriend. Because those things do things to you that a girlfriend would never. Never.
And they shut up. Not capable never, of, or you're, just oh, would never. Capable.
You just wouldn't lower yourself to do it.
Humanly possible or not.
Yeah, you hope.
Yeah, they don't talk too much.
But what does that do to the rest of the family when you open that gift in front of them?
Oh. It horrifies everyone.
It's like, well, I guess it's time to go. Probably got something there you want to check out.
All right. Mildred, get your purse. Got to get out of here. These people have lost their damn minds.
Yeah, that's not appropriate. I don't care how comfortable you are with sex. That is inappropriate.
They sell them as gift ideas, though. They market them as gift ideas.
Sure.
The perfect gift.
It's a double-headed robo.
If you're going through, and I don't know how this would work, but if you're going through something like Amazon, that probably wouldn't show up on some type of recommended gift list for a lady, would it? Like they said, hey, hot gifts for women this year, that probably would not be included, right?
Well, you never know. And that's what I'm saying. Things have changed so much and so fast, especially now that they can put everything off on COVID and the lockdowns and everything. You know, women have really discovered themselves more during the lockdown. So, I mean, they have infomercials now on some of the cable channels that just go on and on about it. I mean, it's so graphic and on. It's in an effort to normalize these things.
Yeah.
I'm going to test it out.
In what way, TJ?
When my mother-in-law starts asking what I want for Christmas, she starts asking my wife, I'm going to say, well, since, Rush Limbaugh have passed on every year, but one of the gifts from my in-laws was a subscription renewal of his newsletter, and I'm gonna say in lieu of that I would like a chindo or whatever.
A chindo, he said.
A robo pounder.
A chindo. Mm-hmm. That's what
you're gross.
Where would I be able to find a chindo?
God. Sound like a real prude, Alexis.
Whatever.
Yeah, a little uptight.
Yeah, can you imagine?
No. Because it's wrong. It's not okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's totally wrong.
But nobody has said that they have witnessed that or they've heard of that. Good. So that's a good thing.
Or they're too scared.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared.
One lady did say that her mom would think it's hilarious to give her one because she knows how embarrassed she would be.
Yeah, it's a gag gift. That'd be funny.
That's not cool.
But yeah.
With your mom, though.
Mm-hmm.
You ever
better than your dad.
It's called a gag gift because it'll gag you.
Oh. Ew. You get it? Oh. Gross. Are you kidding me right now, no. TJ?
It'll make you gag.
You just went there.
No.
God.
Well, that's probably where you would want to refer to it as a novelty or a parody gift, not a gag.
Call it a gag gift.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more.
at acetj.com/weightloss.
So, what is Ace and TJ Plus? It's the Ace and TJ Show, plus loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast, recorded live weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. Now, back to Share Funny.
Well, here is something you can and should put on the top of a Christmas list for the gift shopping this year. The full-on Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. It's essential that your guy has this. It's the Performance Package 4.0 with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag. That's all together in the whole thing, the package. That's what you get. And it is very, very awesome. All of their products are great. And what makes it so great? Because it's a trimmer for below the waist area that has the ceramic blade to reduce the grooming accidents. You know, you don't want that. It's very painful and will leave a trail.
Yeah.
If it gets too much of that, you know, not a good trail either. So for 20% off and free shipping, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code ACETJ. 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, and the promo code ACETJ. Very nice.
It's a good gift.
Very nice. Yes, it is. Look, I'm not doing this, not bringing this up on Share Funny because I'm trying to be funny and laugh at something. It's just that we didn't have time to really expand on it in the regular old show. But during one of the breaks, during the regular old show, Riggins broke down in tears, couldn't even talk. He was so emotional in describing something that he had found on the internets. And had to actually just pull it up on the screen in here for everybody to see what he was talking about because he could not finish describing what it was. And it was a pillow that pays tribute to your pets who may have died. If you had a pet died, it's a drawing. They're sitting out, looking out over the ocean with their backs to the camera, but it's not a camera. It's just it looks like a drawing from a child's book, from a children's book. And then the dogs who are alive are on one side, and they don't have angel wings, but the ones who have passed have angel wings.
Okay.
And then you can pick the caption that goes up in the bubble of each one. And then what did this one say? It said...
The dogs that don't have the angel wings had a little bubble that said, they still talk about you. And then the two with the angel wings said, we know, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So it was very cute.
Yeah. They're not even real dogs. They're just drawings of dogs.
Are they not real?
And it's got a rainbow over the top of it. And some seagulls flying around.
Looking out into the ocean.
So is that Frankie?
Hildy.
Hildy and Ginger are alive.
No, Ginger's dead.
Is she, okay, Ginger.
Yeah, Ginger. Okay,
Ginger.
I'm sorry.
Ginger had died. And Rollo, I think Rollo.
And
Cody.
Cody.
They are dead. They have passed.
God.
So just Hildy is saying they still talk about you.
And how much is that pillow?
$30. It's only $30. Or two easy payments of $14.99. And this is the cheap one. But I'm just scrolling through Instagram, and this is not the one that popped up. It was one dog on either side and said, I can't even say it. I really can't.
I love that about him, though.
It's not funny. I'm just very sensitive to this kind of thing.
I love it.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. What can I tell you? It just took my breath away when I saw it.
And for some reason, I'm like so okay with him being emotional about this. And like, that's I'm not terrible. Emotional about it, but I get it. Rather than how Rob gets emotional about superhero movies. Like, this is more acceptable to me.
Really?
Yes.
It's terrible.
But the superhero movies at least have a, like, a storyline they're acting out and all of that. This is just a drawing.
Yeah, but there are, like, animals, and I get it.
I got invested in all these, like, dozens of movies where Regan sees a pillow one time. That's more acceptable?
On Instagram.
Yeah, I get it.
It was an ad on Instagram.
Yeah. Now,
it's terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
I'm sorry. I don't know why it's so funny.
If you...
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
If he's that upset and crying about the actual news story of Anthony Fauci's department paying to have these beagle puppies used in experiments where insects eat them alive and take out their vocal cords so they can't bark and all of that while this test is going on in Africa somewhere. I get that. But this is just, and it's not, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just, you know, it's Riggins' personality to even cry about a sad dog situation when it's animated.
He's very empathetic. I love him.
It's terrible. I'm not proud of
him. You say he's pathetic?
Empathetic.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's pathetic.
It's very. It shows how kind you are and sweet. And I'm sorry, I should not have been laughing at that. It just was really funny. The way you said it, though, when you started to read it, you stopped to.
I can't do it.
It's terrible.
And you were in the restroom, Ace, when it was all happening. But I mean, he had to stop because he knew we were about to have to talk on the radio.
It's embarrassing. I get it.
I get it. There are things that get me the same way. That was funny to me for some reason. It was really,
it's funny.
It's really,
not,
really funny.
But it's not that he walks around crying all the time about every little thing. I mean, he can be really mean and cruel about some things.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's why it's so surprising.
But when you throw something up about a dog,
they can't help it. I think that's what gets me.
And because they're pure souls, they're very gentle. All they want to do is love us, for the most part.
No, well, some, most of them.
Most of them. That's what I said, for the most part.
Some of them will try to tear your face off.
But they've probably been damaged a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's loss. I have a hard time dealing with loss.
Would you feel the same way if it was like a pillow, but it had hamsters on it, and the hamsters had...
No, I don't care.
No.
just dogs.
Cats. No, just dogs.
I don't really care about that. There's a cat version, though. I did look at
And you were like, losers.
Who cares about this pillow? Yeah.
That pillow's stupid. That dog pillow, though.
That one.
But if you bought that, or if somebody bought that for you, would you cry every time you looked at it?
No. And I would never. It's so corny. I would never even want it. It's so ugly. But just the idea is sweet. Mm. And I know dogs don't go to heaven. I mean, if you believe that.
That's been disputed. I've looked it up.
Yeah. Do what you know, and I get it. It's funny.
It's the concept that could be true is what makes it emotional for you.
I'm glad you got a laugh out of it.
I'm sorry. It wasn't. I'm just as bad as everybody else. I mean, I'm as bad or worse with other things. That just, it was something about the way you said that struck me as really, really funny.
But that laugh, though, Ace, that you got out of that, I mean.
I've never seen him laugh like that.
You're probably going to be able to cancel your therapy appointment for this week.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, bring that to the therapist.
I was trying not to laugh.
You're cruel.
That was really funny.
I would like to hear what the therapist has to say about your cruelty.
When you said, I can't even read it.
Well, it's true.
Okay, so we know that you're trying to take up for Riggins by busting on Rob, Alexis.
Yeah.
But Rob's crying at superhero movies, and then he also cries at... the final Toy Story or whatever
that's
was.
That's true.
Which, do you find one of those to be worse than the other?
Yeah, I can totally understand the Toy Story one.
Because you would cry during that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, of course. There you go.
Did somebody... somebody die in Toy Story?
No, but I mean, I think it's just a...
This is goodbye to his toys.
I think Toy Story 2 is as far as I went, so... Yeah. But Rob told us about crying during that, so...
But that's acceptable because that's something that you would cry at, so you understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it's like,
what if Rob was loves the Panthers and the Panthers win the Super Bowl and he were to cry tears of joy at that?
No, I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely would, by the way, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I also cry when they lose the Super Bowl both times.
But it's just because she thinks...
Well, that's a little different. Right. Is it different? To cry when your team loses as a grown man, a little bit different than crying when they win.
Well, really? Acceptable to cry when they win?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Way more.
To be fair, the first time they lost, I wasn't an adult. But so
how old were you?
I was in high school.
Still.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, if you had down there hair, you shouldn't have been crying.
I do think it's different, though, crying over winning than crying over losing.
Yeah,
when you guys were playing sports, did you guys ever cry when you lost the game?
Almost, yeah. But no.
Okay.
Yeah, I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was... it was because I was actually out there in the middle of it. And all of these guys that I grew up playing the sport with, that was it for us playing together. It was like the last loss of our senior year when we were in the playoffs. And that was it. So,
and a playoff loss at that.
Yeah. So it was more along the lines of the end of that part of my life rather than just lost just the ball game. Yeah.
So I cried when the Patriots lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, but the reason I cried was more because I felt like these guys were so sad, like they had gone a whole season undefeated, and to lose it at the very final moment, I couldn't even imagine how they felt. And that's why I was crying, because I was just like, God, that has to like suck for them. And it was more empathetic towards the players than the actual game.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't know enough about the game to...
I knew you were going to say that, so whatever. He was going to be like, why don't you talk about football? She don't even watch it.
And you're a girl, so it's different.
Yeah, I'm a girl, of course. I don't get it. Crying. I cry all the time.
Are you a Virgo?
No.
What are you?
A Leo.
I knew it.
Yes. Bunch of crybabies.
I know.
A lady just DM'd us and said, yeah, we're talking about these pillows during Share Funny. I get it, Riggins. My husband actually bought me two of them.
Two, now there's two of them on the couch. You can't turn left or right, and you're just, I would be sobbing.
Look at that second one, Riggins.
Is it bad?
It's a different one.
I don't even want to look at it. It's lady on the right, dog in the middle with no angel wings, dog on the left with angel wings, and the dog with the angel wings says, wait, now you...
It says, you still miss me after all this time?
You still miss me after all this time? Oh. And she says... Always.
Always. Oh.
It's terrible.
Harry Potter.
Oh, is it really? Oh, it's Harry Potter.
Well, I mean, always is something that was in Harry Potter.
Well, because he says, after all this time, and he says, always.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be devastating. Devastating.
And then the other one is, they still talk about you. I know. The one that we read. So. Oh, man.
So we shouldn't get you any pillows, Rick?
Yeah, no pillows, please. I don't need a death commemorative.
Well, and you've never had an animal die, so.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to get you a pillow and have a bullseye on it, and then it's going to say, grind right here. Yeah.
Grind?
Ew, what the hell?
Grind on a pillow? That's
weird. Yeah. Don't you do that while you're sleeping?
No.
You sleep with all these pillows.
Grind on a pillow?
You say you have to have one to cuddle with.
Yeah, I put it in my crotch.
You don't put one in between your legs.
No.
I thought you said you did that. I thought you were humping pillows all night.
Like, that's why I wanted all the pillows, so I can hump all of them?
Yeah. It's like a pillow orgy in there.
That's what he's talking
about. That would be weird, then. I'd be like, what are you doing?
More Share Funny in 2 minutes from the Ace and TJ family.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
If you have an old person, like really, really old person in your family, and you want them to make national news, all you got to do is get it published somewhere. Somebody picks up the story that the secret to that person's longevity is drinking alcohol of some sort, of some kind. It doesn't matter. A 106-year-old woman in Pennsylvania named Margaret DeLulo recently said the secret to her longevity is drinking a Yingling lager every day. So Yingling showed up Thursday with a truckload of beer for her.
That was her son's idea. Cool. Listen, you know, her son-in-law or grandson or whatever was like, let's say that it's, I bet they'll bring us, give us some beer.
Yeah.
You gotta have a truckload of it.
A beer party at the nursing home.
She's got good taste. Yingling's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's in Pennsylvania, so that's all they're allowed to drink.
Yeah,
I think.
I like a Yingling.
Yeah, I do too.
Did you guys see over the weekend, I found a chocolate Yingling?
Yeah,
it looked disgusting.
Yeah.
Was it a stout?
I thought one of the best decisions you made over the weekend, Rob, was when you said you found the chocolate Yingling, but you bought some Miller Lite just in case.
Because,
I'm not a huge Yingling fan, but chocolate Yingling just sounded gross to me when I read it.
Mm-hmm. It was not great.
Yeah.
Isn't it Yingling that makes that competitor to the Michelob Ultra? Well, we have those at the golf tournament the other day. Yes, what's it called? Flight or something?
They're delicious.
Yeah, they are good. And Yingling is a good company.
Are they?
American Pride Company.
Yeah.
I just looked them up. They're the oldest operating company in America, it said.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you have to look that up? That's what they've been selling shit on for years.
I think that's in their brand.
Get off the dang superheroes long enough.
America's oldest brewery, I think it says on the bottle.
But he's the oldest company.
That's what it said on Google, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, that what you call it? Yingling Flight is pretty good.
Low-cal?
It's like a Michelob Ultra. But then again, there's not a whole lot of difference. Maybe one calorie or two calories, something in Michelob Ultra and Miller Lite.
Yeah, it's not as much as you originally.
Carbs, too, is not a lot of difference.
Think, is it?
Mm-mm. Nope. And you pour them side by side in a clear glass. The one looks like very, very light colored water, and then the other looks like a beer. Although really? I like both of them. Yeah, I do. I do like Michelob Ultra, but when you look at it side by side with the Miller Lite, and the Miller Lite's a lot darker and looks richer and all that.
It's so good.
Same if you pour a Miller Lite beside a Bud Light or a Coors Light. Miller Lite is darker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's definitely lighter than a Coors Light. I like them both, but yeah, I had a bunch of Miller Lites over the weekend.
You did?
Oh boy!
Finally stepping out and doing something different.
Shocked to hear that.
Damn. Went to get drink this morning. Pour a glass of water, and I was like, there's no way. I was like, I just bought a case on Friday. I was like, how many are back there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So you drank a case of Miller Lite over the weekend?
No.
But almost.
A lot.
Do you get bottles or cans?
Cans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mess around with the bottles. It's too much in the trash
can. I know. That's what I was going to say, because I wonder what your trash sounds like.
It would be crazy.
Yeah. After my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael had been over, the trash sounds like, you know, you're carrying bales.
Yeah. You got like an antique shop on your back.
Ace, did you get pissed off this morning when you saw the story of these 19-year-old best friends in Tennessee? Did you see this?
No.
They went to buy a lottery ticket together. They were on their way back to work. One of them wanted to buy some tickets. The other one didn't. Almost didn't pitch in. But eventually said okay, and then one of their tickets hit for $3 million.
$3 million. That's all I need.
19-year-old best friends are like, bro, no, I don't feel like it, man. Yeah. I don't feel like it.
I never get mad at them for winning. I never get upset with other people for winning. I just wish it could be me.
Yeah, I didn't mean upset with them. Just upset because it wasn't you.
Damn it. Yeah. I hadn't played the lottery in a while. I'm kind of just backing away from it a little bit. Yeah. It's not working out well for me.
You look for a different job now. You're looking to change money-making opportunities.
Come up with another. I'm going to take on a second job as a retirement plan or something.
Something.
What are you going to do?
So, probably like acting or something.
Oh, acting. Mm.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably like a sitcom or something.
You're going to reach for the stars, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump right in like an ABC sitcom or something, like the next Modern Family or something.
Okay. I'm going to be the new Ross.
might do some NASCAR driving because it's on the weekends to leave me free to do this.
You know what? I admire that you dream high.
Yeah.
I love that.
You dream high too.
No, because my dreams are a tale. I say my biggest dreams is learning how to play an instrument.
No,
or...
he means that you're actually high when you're dreaming.
You dream high.
I see.
Yeah, and then when you're not high, you dream of being high.
No, well, that wasn't her biggest dream.
To get a hobby, wasn't it?
To get a hobby.
My biggest dream is to get a hobby. Like, well, you can do that. Like today.
You know that's possible, right?
You could actually get more than one. You could make more than one dream come true before you get home today.
I still haven't started a hobby yet.
What happened with that learning how to swim?
I mean, summer's over, so that hobby is done. Can't do it no more.
Okay.
How many times did you do it?
Like 3 or 4.
Yeah. Well, hey, summer's over. They closed her pool. Yeah. She can't
help
that.
It's cold outside.
It's not cold outside, but I was going more about the pool being closed. Did they close the pool at your apartment?
No, it's open.
No, they didn't?
Yeah. It's open year-round.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it heated or just cold?
It's cold.
Oh. Like if you would have jumped your dumb ass in there.
It's salt water, but now it's cold.
It's about 62 degrees, but feel free. It's up to you, man. So have you thought at all about a hobby you would?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I do really want to learn how to play an instrument. And there's a school right where I live in that little community that they do music lessons. And so I've been thinking about it. I just haven't decided what instrument yet.
But if you were narrowing it down, what would your instruments be?
Violin or saxophone.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
So it's I can see interesting
you,
choice.
Yeah, you playing the saxophone.
That would be so into it.
Brothers.
Yeah. You know, Lisa Simpson plays the saxophone.
Yeah.
She's little.
I could do it.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
That'd be amazing.
That's one thing. Fencing is another.
Are you too little to play a violin? No, because little bitty kids play the violin.
Yeah, and they're just like right here. And I just love how they get into it.
But if you played the guitar, you'd have to play one of those Ed Sheeran guitars.
Yeah. What is that, little tiny banjo or something? A ukulele?
It's like a guitar.
It's bigger than a ukulele, but not as big as Riggins' guitar.
I'll give you credit, though. You're not picking the ordinary hobby. I mean, saxophone, violin, fencing. You're not going to encounter a lot of people that have those as hobbies. You know, what's your hobby? Fencing.
Exactly.
You know what? Okay. I would be interested to know more about that. I would not, you know, if somebody said golf, okay, I like to play golf too. But fencing is one how did you get started in fencing?
Yeah, like what made you want to do that?
What about tap dancing?
Oh, when I was little, I wanted to learn how to do river dancing so bad. And I was so into it. But I just feel like maybe now I'm too old for that.
No. No way.
I would run out of breath.
Or go to one of those, there's a place in Charlotte where you live called Dance District. Go over there, learn some hip-hop dancing and choreographed kind of stuff. That count as your workout and learning a hobby.
Yeah.
It's two things in one. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of good ideas here. I just need to do it.
I don't know how much that costs. That could be expensive. I don't know.
You know what happens, though? She goes home and is like, let me think about what I'm going to do. I'm going to smoke this big fat blunt while I do that.
And then I'll figure it out.
You know, she's like, 4 hours have gone by, and I've just been sitting here staring at the sky.
Maybe that's your hobby.
I know what you could do. Get your neighbor, Mr. James, to teach you some karate. He's all into the martial arts and everything. Get him there to learn you, learn you some martial arts.
He would love that too.
It's a workout.
Mm-hmm. And how cool would it be, like a flex, that I'm completely trained in martial arts?
Yeah, like a black belt.
Yeah.
Well,
don't mess with me.
I think so. Unless your neighbor is a actual teacher, probably can't get certified by Mr. James.
He was a teacher. He had a karate school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, closed down during COVID.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that recently.
Certify you as a black belt, I bet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what you need. Yeah. Especially in that neighborhood. You need to learn.
You come in here, you wear like your
karate.
Yeah. Do windmill kicks.
Yeah, when we do like a live show, you can give us a display and break boards and stuff.
Yeah. Show us how you can beat the crap out of the air. Yeah.
That'd be badass though if Alexis could break boards for us and stuff.
Oh, I would love that. I would be breaking boards all over the place.
And then maybe you could incorporate dancing and that, have some of that old school disco karate.
That's a vibe.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen that?
No, but I sounds
70s,
great.
In the 70s, they'd do that.
The old school disco
karate. Hell yeah.
That sounds lit, actually.
They bring those karate moves into the dance. Elvis did that shit, too.
Oh, that's right. Elvis is like a big karate guy, right?
Can you imagine me at the club with leftovers doing karate dances?
Crazy-ass person.
Yeah.
Just like,
kicking and be like...
I'd be like, who is this person?
Get her out of here.
Call the psych ward.
Yeah, you look crazy.
That's where Elvis came up with some of those moves he did on stage.
I love it.
Yeah.
And it worked for him, and he made it work because he was committed to it. And if I commit to it, then people are just going to accept it.
Right. You commit to that, and then somebody else will commit you to something
else. Yeah.
This is the Share Funny Podcast, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Share Funny, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app.
Today's National Mother-in-Law Day.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish mine were close by so I could squeeze her, tell her Happy Mother-in-Law's Day.
Tight.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this earlier. It's National Greasy Foods Day. I'm surprised they allow them to have that. You know, with all this epidemic going on of people being fat.
Yeah.
All fat people. I don't know why they're encouraging this.
Yeah.
Does popcorn count as a greasy food?
Sure. It's got butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
Your fingers all greasy afterwards.
That's a good one.
Good popcorn, you'll have grease all over your fingers.
Because earlier, I said mine would be just like a full-on off-the-griddle old school cheeseburger dripping through the tissue paper that it's wrapped in, and you know, all of that. Whew, that'd be so fantastico.
I love that.
I do hate it when people take a paper towel or something and sop up the grease on top of a pepperoni pizza.
So annoying.
I hate that.
Yes, I
just
agree.
Leave it, eat it how it comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I'm not that big of a fan of pepperoni anyway. But still, that just looks gross when you take a paper towel and dip it off of there. Like,
and are you really accomplishing that much?
Like, right, you think you're going to save much by those three drops of oil from that pepperoni?
Not, it's like a waste of time. You're not doing that much.
I think they do. I thought they did it for the flavor of it. It was too much. Grease was too much. Made it too strong tasting.
You're going to find this hard to believe, but I've done it before, and I still do it from time to time.
Really?
Yeah, sop up the grease from the pepperoni.
Oh, that's like the best part.
Yeah, exactly. I want the grease on the wall. When it's little pools of grease with the pepperoni that's curled up and the little pools of grease in the inside.
That's why God makes pepperoni to turn into a bowl.
Exactly.
When you cook it, it turns into a bowl for that very reason.
To hold the grease.
Right. And to sop that up with a paper towel is to turn away God's miracle.
Exactly.
To sop that up with a piece of bread, something totally different.
You're telling God that he didn't do the right job with making that pepperoni. You don't want to do that.
God made pepperoni.
God made pepperoni.
Deal with it.
You mess up God's creation?
Yeah. On the seventh day, he made pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Yeah. So we got pizza the other day, and of course I went for my beef and bacon. That's my go-to thing. And then Jody got pepperoni. She likes pepperoni. I'm like, boring.
Yeah, you don't like pepperoni. I love pepperoni.
I like it. It's fine. I mean, it's not one of those where, like, my number one my favorite toppings are beef and bacon. And then if I'm going to eat something else, because somebody that we're eating pizza with doesn't like beef and bacon, then I'll get cheese as my second choice. And then pepperoni is my third.
A plain cheese pizza always seems like a waste to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I love
a
cheese
pizza. I mean, no. It's not bad. I just I'll eat it, but like, why? You can have all this other great stuff. You could have, you can have beef, you can have bacon, you can have pepperoni, you can have sausage, you can have Canadian bacon, you can have Canadian sausage, you can have mushrooms in there. Whatever.
I knew you were going to run out of it. Yeah. As soon as you went back to bacon, I went, oh, he's in a corner now.
Hold on, y'all. Ace is telling us how to make a pizza.
Yeah. Put anything on it.
Yeah,
I feel the same way, though. Like, if I'm going to have pizza, I need it to have some type of protein on it.
Yeah,
it does.
I mean, not just cheese. I need some type of meat.
Okay, we'll say meat then.
I protein. Just want stuff. Those are mushrooms on there.
For my protein, I want tofu.
Ham.
Oh,
I love bacon and pepperoni. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Bacon and pepperoni.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
sir. Mm-hmm.
I like hamburger and pepperoni. A good starter. Pepper, yeah. Throw some sausage on there.
He said as a good start.
That's your base. You build from
meat
that.
Canvas.
If I get a sausage on a pizza, it's andouille that I'm putting on it myself. I don't like Italian sauce.
It's got a vapor.
Yeah, it's a vapor.
Squid likes pizza with chicken and pineapple, and I just cannot get with that.
Chicken and pineapple?
Yeah.
Not even ham and pineapple.
Chicken and pineapple, and he's like, you'll like it. You got to try. I'm like, no, I will not like it. I promise you.
I've tried pineapple on pizza. I don't care.
I don't like
it.
That it's warm and it's
and everybody always says
juicy
that.
At the
you'll
same
like
time.
It.
I don't like
no,
that.
I don't
That's
like
the only
it.
Way I like pineapples on a pizza.
Mm-hmm. My little friend Jenny loves. No. Pineapple and I think it's ham and on their pizza.
Ugh. I think it's the same thing that you just said that I don't like about it too. It's that pineapple to me should be chilled. It should be cool. Yeah. I don't like it on warm.
Pizza. Refreshing. Right. This is like it's still juicy, but it's warm and it's, yeah, it's like, I don't like that.
Yeah. And what do damn Hawaiians know about pizza anyway?
Right. Yeah. Stick to the barbecue pork with the apple in the mouth.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know of any Hawaiian food that I like. I sure don't.
What are the options?
I like Hawaiian rolls.
I ain't eating no poi, I'll tell you that.
Poi, yeah.
Mm-mm.
What is poi?
It's what this substance is before it becomes a pan.
Okay. Never mind. Forget I asked.
There you go.
A poi to a pan.
Yeah.
You done went from a poi's world to a man's world.
Okay, and what is it you like? Is it pho or pho?
Pho.
Okay, thank you.
Is it pho?
Pho. Pho show?
I asked that because I think I was corrected by my wife in the grocery store because I thought I was going to show out. I said something about where you get some pho, and she was like, it's pho. I was like, no. Okay.
Oh, you should have got, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
Yeah, it's pho. I've asked the actual people.
It is pho?
Yeah, it's pho.
Mm-hmm. Oh! I was right there.
Yeah.
It's like the big one.
I eat when I get home.
I wouldn't call her a big one. Yeah.
She's the one that said
she probably doesn't
pho.
Remember. It was like 3 weeks ago. I think so, yeah. I think, if I have that right.
It's spelled pho, but it's pronounced pho.
I thought it was spelled P-H-U.
P-H-O with a little squiggly on top.
Yeah, it's got like
a weird looking...
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that letter weird, is.
So how's this spelled again?
It's P-H-O with like some type of
yeah,
a...
Yeah, okay.
Right, and then so then you have these places that will... they'll call it that spell that word, and then the rest of the name of the restaurant is King.
Yeah. Right.
I can't.
Yeah, we got kids in the car. Come on. It's just trash. It is. If you're going to name your business something that is, when it's pronounced, it sounds vulgar, then yeah, you're trash.
I'd agree with that.
You have no class at all.
Yeah.
No social skills. And you know, you need to just go ahead and prepare to be smoking a turd in hell someday.
Yeah. I don't know that that's a place I'd want to go to if they called themselves that.
Uh-uh. I wouldn't. Of course, I ain't eating nobody's pho, no way.
Oh, I'm open that. To try it. Never had it.
Oh, it's so good. It's going to, like, just touch your soul in every single way.
It's got sprouts.
Just broth.
It's healing. Yeah. No. It's just broth. It has. It's just, it comes from ancient recipes.
From what? Right.
Ancient recipes.
Boy, yeah, you could actually see that you were caught somewhere you didn't need to be. You're like, it comes from ancient. Mm-hmm. And your face just was like, oh, uh-oh.
And I know that the generations that from which these people descended would be thrilled to know that their restaurant is called the Pho King Palace. Yeah. The Pho King Palace. So what about these ancient recipes? What is the ancient recipe? Is it... It's just broth and...
It has spices and herbs that cook, slow cook for a long time, bones of animals.
What?
Yeah. So
yeah, that's how they make the broth.
So it's a broth, a bone broth, mm-hmm. with spices in it. What else?
You put noodles in it. Uh-huh. Then you put whatever type of meat you want in it.
Okay.
And then you add chili oil. You put a little bit of soy sauce. You squeeze lime over it. And then you just mix it. And then you throw some basil right on top.
So it's soup. It's just a basic soup.
Yeah, but it heals.
So pho is Vietnamese, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Same. Vietnamese noodle soup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's... I put it up against my homemade chicken noodle soup any day.
Cool. We got a real...
Any damn day. And you know where we'll eat it? In America. That's where my creamy chicken noodle soup against some broth with chili oil in it. And some sprigs of this and that. No thanks.
Don't let me bring in my creamy chicken and stars.
Oh, Lord, get out of here. It's the creamy chicken and stars.
My chicken and stars is deadly.
I will get down on some chicken and stars.
Oh, I will tear up some chicken and stars.
Campbell's? Campbell's?
Campbell's chunky soup, too, is a meal.
Mm-hmm. So... So if I just got some bone broth or made my own and seasoned it all up and put some noodles in it, that would be pho?
No, it's not, because I've tried that. It's not the same. I try to make my own pho.
Well, there's a difference in you trying to make something and me trying to make something.
Oh, gosh.
So.
I can't come. I'm making my own pho. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, God almighty. Yeah.
Oh my God, my pho is just not as good as theirs. It's not even real pho. I wouldn't even call this real pho.
It's not real pho.
Are you doing what?
I gotta go.
It's got healing power.
The girl that does my nails.
Chicken feet in it.
It does. It heals your insides, I promise, and your outsides.
From what? heals them from what?
From everything. Negative energy. All that.
Well, that's something you can't argue with.
I was going to say, how you going to prove that wrong, TJ?
Right, you can't go to the doctor and have your negative energy measured.
You can prove that.
Like your cholesterol.
Yeah, you can prove that whole heal your outsides thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like how does it heal your outsides?
You got a cut, and you eat some pho, and the cut goes away. Okay. I believe you. Yeah.
Doctor, I have cancer. Have you tried eating?
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around, therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy, no fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.